Welcome back to another segment here on Gems Podcast. For those of you that are new to the community, welcome. You are now a Gemster. I am Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, the founder and host, and with me today is Joanna Armstrong. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Joanna, and we're going to dive into a fun-filled conversation where she's going to be dropping lots of gems, and you're going to learn them along the way. So if you're a note taker, grab your phone and get to typing, or grab a piece of paper, a pen, and a pencil, and go on this journey with us. So here's a little bit more about Joanna. For the past 15 years, Joanna has been helping countless clients to free themselves of everything from stress, worry, insecurities, and overwhelm to anxiety, fear, sleeping problems, and imposter syndrome, also known as IS. Her clients love her unusually liberating science-based technique, combining EFT, tapping, EMDR, and positive psychology. As a companion to her client work, Joanna recently wrote her second book, The Fastest Way to Stop Stress and Worry, Calm the Mind in 23 Seconds. Being a much wiser burnout survivor, she now enjoys her family life on a homestead in the countryside. So without further ado, let's welcome the woman behind it all that's going to bring us some positivity, joy, and fulfillment. Welcome, Joanna.
Oh, thank you so much, Genesis. It's lovely being here. Nice to be.
I am so sorry about that, Joanna. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, it's nice to be here with your audience. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to just thank you so much for just carving out time in your schedule to not only share your expertise, but also to hold space with myself and the audience. That really means a lot to us today.
Thank you.
So one thing that I like to do is allow you as my guest to connect with the audience in a fun and personal manner. And we could do so by either a 10-question rapid-fire game or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Ooh, an icebreaker, maybe.
Okay. We're going to break the ice, y'all. We're breaking the ice with Joanna. I want you to share something that you have done in your life, Joanna, that from the outside looking in was crazy to others, but to you, it actually taught you more about yourself. It created inner harmony and synergy, and you learned a lot.
Well, the first that comes to mind is my burnout, my repeated burnout. I had many where I would just lay on the couch, didn't have the energy to have fun, didn't have the energy to see anyone, to get up or brush my teeth. I couldn't even read. I couldn't listen to music. It was like a prison. And yet I had all this, well, not when I was burnt out, but well, actually, even while I was burnt out, in my mind, in my intentions, I wanted to do all these things. I wanted to help with all these transformations. There's so much to do out there. And I truly loved it. So burnout is not just about doing things you don't like. I got burnt out by doing too many fun things, too fast, but primarily by not listening to my tiny little signals that were flagging all along, really. So that has been an amazing journey that I can now use to help others, to have another and a better understanding, and be that compassionate person that we all need to be. So our difficulties, I learned on my own skin and my own life that they are here to make us grow. And we can either fight them, we can say, oh, no, not this one, I don't want this lesson, or we can roll with it. And that is really what I teach people. That's what I help people realize and then follow through with. that you don't have to take your troubles seriously.
I love that because so many times people don't even realize that they are facing burnout. So the fact that you shared that and you took, a pause to really do the work internally and recognize, okay, why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? What am I doing that's contributing to this? What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing to level set? And there's so many other things. And I know you speak on changing some of those negative feelings, and you could do them on the spot. And full transparency here, those who are following the community may know that this past June, I lost a baby via miscarriage. So it was my second pregnancy. And some people are saying maybe I had burnout, but I would say it was a combination of grief and burnout because there were times where I was just going through the emotion and I didn't want to tap into it because it hurt. But one of the most hurtful things that a woman said to me was like, "Oh, it happens to a lot of people. You just grieve and move on." And that just took away from me really going through the process because you would think that the words would be comforting, but they were actually like a cutting-edge sword. So what I had to do is realize that whenever you share something so sensitive, know your audience and know who you're sharing with because they may not think that they're harming you, but it is harming you. And you have to be okay not to be okay, but then you also have to do things to get yourself back on track. So with you talking about how to switch your feelings on the spot, sometimes it's not as easy, but I know you're going to give us some tools and resources on how to do that, Joanna. So whether you're going through the loss of a loved one, a job, a pet, anything like that, or maybe you're going through some other emotions in your life based on life circumstances. Can you help those individuals learn how to recognize one, their feelings and emotions, and how to circumvent them?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime that you feel that you need to make an effort and kind of move forward, then I have to grab a hold of this and change it, and this is awful and terrible. Any of those feelings, and they might not be as expressive as I'm showing them, back away. That's a first step. And allow yourself to actually create a space, whether it's in your mind, in your attitude, in your physical body. Some people need to actually do step out of the room, do step out of the situation, or you can do it in your mind. And my 23 seconds, my book alludes to the fact that you can do it in your mind. You can decide. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I had a client and he was really upset about how he was treated at work. It was really, they weren't doing a good job and they were not taking care of their staff. And he was very upset about this. And he was getting angrier and angrier and more upset. And I said, stop and back away. And it's just a little switch. You just have to go, oh, wait. Oh, what can I do instead? Oh, that's right. I don't need to get myself all worked up. And partially, it's a release because you do, we're used to following these negative and strong feelings of injustice, and he's right. They are not caring for their staff. He is not being cared for, and yet there's no point in poisoning your own life. And it's a very subtle shift in thinking, in mindset, where you have to realize that in spite of the fact that you're right, something should be done about this. Well, maybe it's not your job. Maybe you don't need to waste time doing it. Maybe you shouldn't waste your energy doing it. Maybe someone else is better equipped to take care of it. And when you let yourself get in a place of joy and ease, then you can do something about it. Then you can send a letter of complaint, or even better, a letter of suggestion as to how it can be improved, and et cetera, et cetera. So the first step is to lovingly say, oh, wait, stop. In a loving manner, I'm doing this for me, not for them. They're not doing their job. Everyone knows that. Everyone can see that. But I don't need to ruin my life because of it. And of course, in your case, you share your heartbreak of losing a child. That's a bit trickier, but it's the same principle. You can grieve in a heart-centered space, but it's the same process where grieve, cry, but allow yourself to hook into the hope of another child, of another possibility, of another beautiful situation in life. And for whatever reason, we are robbed of loved ones all the time. We are robbed, and people disappear out of our lives all the time. And that is the way this life is set up. I don't know of any other. And the sooner we can make peace with that, the better it is for us. And then we can have a peaceful and easy and joyful life. Cry, do what you need to do in the moment. But there's no need to prolong it. There's no need to take it really seriously. It's a wave. It might bring up other issues. Very often time it does it. So then you kind of need to work on those as well. But the first step is always be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to do this in a peaceful, gentle, self-loving way.
And thank you for sharing that. So, some of the things as you were speaking that resonated with me were to stop, pause, reflect, deal with the emotions. And then, when you're in a place of joy, peace, and ease, then address the situation. Or if it's a hard situation like I had, y'all, then find your heart centeredness and, don't prolong the situation, deal with it. They're at hand and express those emotions, whether you're expressing them by an outward expression of crying, maybe just sitting there and connecting. I don't know what you feel about journaling, Joanna, but that helps me. Journaling or
Yes.
music therapy, sometimes relaxation therapy, massages. My husband and I were able to get a couples massage and just having those pillow talk moment and et cetera, because we know the next pregnancy is going to be our rainbow baby. We know that, we believe in God, or some of you may believe in the universe or whoever you choose to believe in. We know that the divine creator is going to give us another life, and it's going to be amazing, and we're going to see it to the end course, and we're going to have a beautiful bundle of joy and et cetera. Just look forward to the hope, like you were saying, and the possibilities, and hold on to that and shift those negative thoughts and that paradigm into something positive. And I know that's something that you also talk about, Joanna, is the cutting edge science and how it confirms that positivity and loving energy can contain a powerful psychoenergetic vibe that helps to heal the body. And the mind. It heals both body and mind together. So the whole encompasses of synergies and, I would say equilibrium. I don't know if you would agree with that term,
Absolutely.
but can you share with the audience who may not really be keen on that because they're like, oh, I don't know if this is going down the woo-woo or whatnot, but our body and mind is so powerful. So can you share from your experience and expertise?
Absolutely. Yes, most people do think that EFT and the tapping and the psychoenergy and biopsychology, they do sound a bit out there. But science.
Hey, Joanna, sorry to interrupt real quick. Just in
Yes.
case the audience is not aware, can you explain what EFT is, just so we're connecting the dots for them?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. Yes, EFT is emotional freedom technique, in plural, actually, emotional freedom techniques. So it's a method where you tap on acupuncture points and you do several other things to rebalance, break state, shift out of, and get back into center. So you use the body, the physical system, and the mental system, the thoughts and mindsets together. And in scans, they see brain scans, they see that the thoughts start traveling in another direction. So you actually restructure and shift, and you begin having other thoughts, better thoughts, things that ideas and mindsets that are better for you. You're not lobotomized. No one forces anything on you, but out of your own cognition, out of your own knowledge, and your inner knowledge, your higher knowledge, if you will, you tap into that so you can live out of that space instead of fear and everything that goes on. And we're bombarded with threats or miscommunication and misunderstanding from the outside. So science is now able to measure this. So you can reduce stress, you can change your DNA, you can tap into healing hormones, you can start with your mind. When your mind shifts into positivity, hormones that are positive and healing start spreading in your body. And this is all really up to you. You can shift into this healing state where a lot of people, a lot of the listeners might know that stress is very detrimental, all the cortisol and damaging hormones spread as you're stressing, when you're stressing. So when you allow yourself to switch out, however you do it, there are different methods. I like EFT because it's very quick. I'm very eager. I used to say I was impatient, but it's eagerness. I want people to have this shift, to not to have to stress and worry. But it is like my client yesterday. It's a matter of deciding, and I needed to remind him. And I have courses and classes so people get this more ingrained. And it is just a matter of deciding that yes, I want a better situation for myself. And science is measuring this now. It's really fabulous.
And it's amazing with innovative technology how far we've come to really help. And some people may say, oh, do I need a holistic doctor or whatnot? But there are certain places, if you look, where you can go. And sometimes, believe it or not, if you just call the number on the back of your insurance card, sometimes they will cover some of these things. So just really understand what benefits your employer, or if you're self-employed, what benefits that your insurance provider provides and covers. It's always good to ask questions. I know you mentioned EMDR. Is that the eye movement one?
Yes,
Okay, can you
eye
explain?
movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. Yes, I do this now. Now that I mention it, you'll see it. When I need to access a thought, when I want to say something that is meaningful and on track, and if I need to remember something that happened, and I need to access things that I have stored in my brain, I use I reposition my eyes to go and access this whatever it is. And see, now I'm doing it. I'm looking down to focus and access. Now, in our brain, we have memories of not so pleasant things, all kinds of traumas, small or large, and they are triggered by different sounds, by different people, by different smells, by situations. And when they're triggered, there's a charge, a negative charge, let's say in this case, where bad things have happened. So when we trigger a negative charge, this place in our brain gets activated and it kind of lights up and it's like all prickly. So what you can do with EMDR is you move your eyes and you kind of erase these charges. Not again, you don't lobotomize yourself. You don't forget that someone was mean to you or unpleasant or even worse. But you actually, with these eye movements, you move them in different directions in order to change the charge. So you activate it, you go there, so to speak. I mean, you're speaking about this situation that you don't like, that you want to change, and it's activated, and you do the eye movements, and you're gently, neurologically, you are erasing this prickly charge, so that the next time this event is brought up by a person, by something you see on TV, when the memory shows up, it has a different charge. It's not prickly anymore. It's neutral, and you can even change it to be positive and loving. Oh, that person might have not known what they were doing, et cetera, et cetera. So the more loving you are towards others, the more love you're spreading to yourself. So it's actually, for some people, it helps to get motivated to forgive others because it helps you. So it's a
Yes.
win-win, and it's a really amazing priority to have in your life. But yes, so all of this can be measured. Cholesterol is reduced. Oxytocin, which is the love hormone. I talk about love power because when you allow yourself oxytocin, yes, exactly. Self-love and others. So when this hormone oxytocin spreads in the body, we have this Swedish doctor. I'm from Sweden, and this Swedish doctor, she spent her whole entire career researching oxytocin. And it turns out that it heals hormone, it heals cells, it restores energy. It has a whole slew of things, a long list of healing benefits. So it starts with loving yourself, because oftentimes when people have a hard time loving someone else and forgiving someone else, it's because they really don't love themselves. And it's not the pompous, the narcissistic kind. It's the genuine, gentle, quiet, but firm love. The obvious love, as opposed to anything else. And when you actually have this, when you're full, then you can give. Then you have plenty to give, and you can forgive, and life is just so much easier. But so it's a really, really wonderful work. The work and the training is about love. And I want to add that a lot of people also are very good at taking care of things. And that's kind of how I started this, what didn't I? That you move forward and you want to take care of something. And you frown, and your whole system turns into this charge of negativity. Whereas when you lean back and you start spreading these loving hormones, you can change the world by starting with yourself. And I lost the train of thought and the purpose, so I'll stop there. There's something I wanted to say with this, but thank you.
No,
Maybe I'll think
but
of it.
it'll come back to you, Joanna. You can do
Yes.
your EMDR. And I like that you explained the EMDR because I'm going to try that. And I actually was trying it whenever you were speaking on it. I thought about when my firstborn was came into the world and, her smell, how I held her, how they laid her on my chest, and et cetera. And that scrubbed out the negative emotions of losing my second child. And then when you were talking about the love power, just giving yourself a big old hug and just
Yes.
embracing that, and you start to feel like the warm sensation, which is contributing to the oxytocin release, or a smile. Your smile can, recharge your body. You're no longer having a frown. It's energizing your face. It's uplifting your cheeks. You have that warm sensation. Or maybe if you just start, you feel cold. Maybe you're in a cold room or office or whatever. If you gently grab your hands and put them together and start rubbing your hands and start to feel that warming sensation, then you gradually put it over your eyes. You start to see your eyes feeling warm, and maybe give yourself a nice gentle massage and then feel the warmness radiating throughout your body. That could help you release oxytocins and etc. Just try different modalities, tools, and resources to help you just live a filling and vibrant life. Like, it's not going to happen over time, but practice makes perfect. And I always like to tell people, progression over perfection. A little progress each
Absolutely.
day is going to
Absolutely.
help you be on your way. But if you sit there, wallow, and do nothing, what results are you going to see? Are you?
Right.
No, because
Exactly.
you're not doing anything to take yourself out of a condition that is not conducive to you. So you're just merely existing, you're not surviving, and you're not thriving because you're allowing those negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions to keep you in the point where you're stagnant. And you weren't created to just be stagnant. You were created to live out a purposeful life.
I just remembered what I meant to say, my point there. So many people, I'm sorry, so many people are very good at taking their problems seriously, and they're very good at working on clearing them out. But I have discovered that if you allow yourself to pause this work of clearing and fixing, and you focus on this joy power, on actually filling your soul, then you'll realize that this work of actually filling your soul and hooking into to deep, authentic joy will clean up and clear up some of your problems. It's a really amazing discovery. And I just discovered this. I've been helping people for 15 years. 15 years I've been working on this. And this is something I discovered 5 years ago. It's amazing, amazing. And my clients taught me this, that if you let yourself start in the joy, because that's where everyone wants to end up. But for some reason, our society teaches us to be very good and clever at sorting things out. You have to be work hard and take it seriously. And again, so my whole point is, let yourself start somewhere else. Put a pause on the trouble, and you'll see that clearing things up is going to be a breeze.
I love that. And thank you for sharing that point, Joanna. I want to add something onto that. So, one thing that helped me, y'all, after losing my father and just some of the other loss that I faced, was just tapping into a meditation practice and just practicing mindfulness and also yoga. So there's apps that help you meditate, or if you just need to tell your family, hey, I need some me time, and dedicate a room in your house or that quiet place where you could just go and be alone, just close your eyes, focus on your breathing, whether you want to inhale through your nose, exhale through your nose, in through your nose, out through your mouth, put your hand over your stomach, feel your abdomen expand and contract, or put your hand over your heart center and just be at one with yourself as you go through some breathing. There's also box methods when whenever you're breathing, you're drawing a box on the inhales and exhales, and just really being present in that moment. Walking, exercising releases endorphins, all of those things can really help you tap back into your inner self, and also finding that still small voice, which some people like to say intuition, some like to say discernment, some like to say gut, and tapping in with your gut, because it will never steer you in the wrong direction. It is the way that your body communicates with you. So it's important to fine tune that still small voice in a world that is noisy, full of distractions. And now we're going to go to Joanna to the connection part of the segment, which she's going to share how you can connect with her, become part of her community and her ecosystem to get you back on track and living a life that's rewarding and gives you that peace, love, and energy you need. So Joanna, back to you. How can the audience connect with you?
Thank you. I have a website called Blissy Joy, and it's Blissy with a Y and Joy with a Y, so double Y, blissyjoy.com. And I have a free resource where I will take whoever's interested through these stages of acknowledging what is going on. We never reject it. We never try to push it away, because that's depress and depression. So you acknowledge it, you find that stillness that you talk about, and you use these tapping techniques. And then fairly quickly, I move you into a state of joy and connecting with a higher power, because whatever you call it, as you were saying, I don't mind whatever name you use for this higher power and a higher knowing. So this resource is free, so just sign up for it, and it's a step by step, and it's an audio presentation, if you will. So you just go and follow the instructions, and the key, of course, with everything else, as with everything else, is in the doing it. So if you do this, if you download this resource in just a few minutes, really, it's not 3 hours that you have to do this. You need to test it. You need to follow along, not just read, not just listen. You need to participate to see what happens. And I think it takes 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And this is something that if you listen to it again, you'll start ingraining it. And of course, if you want more help, I have more resources for that. So, but that's the easiest and most self-reliant tool that I can offer for this.
Thank you so much, Joanna. And yes, y'all, I will put it in the show notes. So there's no excuse for you not to tap in with Joanna Armstrong. And once again, the website is www.blissyjoy.com. And that's BLISSYJOY.com. And Joanna, I want to thank you so much for just coming on to the Gems podcast, sharing and holding space and exuberating lots of love, peace, and energy today as we educate and impart new knowledge, training, and modalities for the Gemsters. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime. And one thing that I want to share, y'all, is don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and leave a review of the podcast. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what topics you want to hear or see, because feedback is a gift. And that's how I grow and develop. That's how Joanna could grow and develop. So it doesn't take much time. Just go on there, leave your star rating, and write some comments in there. We're on 40 plus audio platforms, and the video can be found on our YouTube channel. So just type Gems with Genesis Amaris, and you'll see the video to this component. Until next time, sending you lots of love. So peace, love, and energy. Remember, you are an amazing person. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So don't ever let somebody tell you otherwise. Be blessed, be prosperous, and be full of light and energy. Have an amazing one.